This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Fans will be allowed to attend a live sporting event at Albany's Times Union Center for the first time in more than a year. The arena's management announced on Thursday it will open at 10% capacity for the NCAA Men's Ice Hockey Regionals March 27th and 28th. The arena has been serving as a COVID vaccination site in recent weeks. Tickets for the hockey tournament will be sold in two-person pods, with pods kept 9 feet apart under state guidelines, and attendees will need to show a negative COVID test taken within 72 hours of the game. I spoke on Thursday with Times Union Center General Manager Bob Belber.
We're excited about reopening the building, and even though we only have 10% sellable seats, it's a step in the right direction to get people back to work and host an event, especially an event of this caliber. The NCAA Division I Men's Ice Hockey Regional is a big event. The winner goes on to the Frozen Four. And so getting the building ready is something that we've been working on now for months. We've got the MERV 13 filters, although I will tell you that we have 100% outside air intake, and that's a big issue. Our system is very, very capable of having fresh air circulate in using 100% outside air instead of recirculating, and that's important. But we still have the MERV 13 filters, and social distancing is going to be something that everyone will see, not too dissimilar to what they've been seeing in various other locations, at least 6 feet apart. The seating is going to be pods of people that are together, sitting together, but they'll be 9 feet away from the next pod in all directions. So it's going to be very safe in the seating areas. The one thing that is a little different is people do have to show a negative COVID PCR test in order to be able to gain entrance into the building with their ticket. So it's up to each ticket buyer and guests to go wherever they want to, whether it's Walgreens or any other location, get their PCR test not more than 72 hours in advance, but such that 24 to 48 hours turnaround for that lab to get their email back with a negative test result is what they're going to need to do. And it's something that I think people are getting more accustomed to when they have to travel, when they have to get back to work. The testing is something that I think has become a bell tower, so to speak. The building is going to be one of the safest places that you could possibly be. You know, you don't have testing requirements to go to the grocery store or Walmart or for that matter, a movie theater. So I think this is going to be a great opportunity for somebody to come in and bring their family or just to go with their friends and enjoy super quality college hockey. The best out of the best will be playing here. And we're excited about it. First event back in about a year. And many of our employees being able to get back to work. So, we can't thank the state enough. We've worked very closely with the health department to make sure that they're okay with our ASM Global Venue Shield reopening plan. And I'm very happy where we are.
In terms of numbers, what's 10% capacity? Is that about 1,600 seats or?
It's 1,392.
Okay, so that's obviously a small fraction of the amount of fans who would normally attend an event like this, right?
Yeah, I mean, we are, and 100% will be close to 14,000. So it is going to be a very small number. But keep in mind, the NCAA Hockey Committee was planning to come in with this event without fans originally. And they found out about the 10% announcement that the governor came out with about a week ago. And obviously, since we fit that category of 10,000-plus seat arenas, we were able to go to the governor's office and to the State Department of Health and provide our plan and seek approval. And that approval came just last night. So we're very happy that we're going forward selling tickets through Ticketmaster only. So it's nothing at the box office available. It just has to be online. Through our Times Union Center -Albany.com site and through Ticketmaster.com as well. And all the protocols that people will need to know about will be on our website associated with the NCAA hockey event. And they'll know what to expect, temperature checks, mask mandates, They'll have to wear a mask throughout the time that they're here. Concession food and beverage will be sold on the concourse, but they can't consume it until they get to their seats. And then they can take their mask off as they're consuming the products. But once they're done, they have to put the mask back on. And there will be people that will be circulating around from our staff to make sure that that compliance is taken care of.
Now, does this give you any hope, or are there things you're watching for the new sports tenants that are supposed to start their schedules later this spring and later this year? You've got arena football and lacrosse on the calendar, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so lacrosse doesn't start until December, and let's hope by December that we're close to 100%.
Amen.
And not as many restrictions, right? Yeah. The Albany Empire arena football team actually is supposed to start on May 22nd. That is a situation where we would have to see case counts drop, and I'm sure that the health department will be making sure that they're happy with how we present the NCAA event. And it would take, for the arena football to happen, it would take our sellable capacity to go from 10%, where it is now, up to at least 25%. And that would give us about 3,400 sellable seats for arena football. And that we believe, would probably sell out every game, since we're averaging 10,000 per game in the past. And that revenue from the 3,400 seats per game is enough, even though the owners of the team will take a small loss if they sell those seats. They're willing to take the loss and keep arena football fresh in the minds of the fans and have it be presented as one of the first events that would be taking place in the arena as we reopen. But if they can't get to that sellable seat number of 3,400, then there is a chance that the football season could be suspended until next year. So we're all very much hoping that the case counts go down, the state allows for a little bit of bigger reopening in the near future, because we don't need to go to 20-25% in April. We need to be able to go by the end of May. However, a commitment to go to that level is something that's needed by the arena football owners, because as you can imagine, the logistics of putting a season on with players and coaches contracts and player housing and all the other logistical things, travel and so forth, it all has to be worked on and ordered up, and so to speak, and it takes more than a week or two to do that. So we're hoping that will come sometime by around the 1st of April, with at least a commitment that effective May, the percentage would go up to 25. Mm-hmm. But if it doesn't, then, we'll have to suspend the season.
What about concerts? Have you booked any musical events for the summer, the spring, the summer, or the fall?
We have. There are a large number of concerts from this fall right on through 2022 and into even 2023. And I say large because, as you can imagine, the number of artists that want to tour that haven't toured in over a year is just astronomical. It's huge. And many of these artists, especially in 2022, are big names that no doubt will sell out once we get into that time period. And, there's not a need for the restrictions that exist now. And in 2021, in the fall of 2021, we've got motorsports and family shows and a big comedy show that's going to come in that'll sell out. And so I'm really excited about what I see on the schedule for program opportunities. And we're gearing up as though we think this pandemic is going to be neutralized by the end of summer.
Last thing, for the hockey games, which will be at the end of March, are you able to bring back most of the staff that would normally be working at a game like this? How is that going to work?
We are going to bring back a large number of people to work the 2 days. So it's the 27th and 28th of March. And so we'll have security and guest services and all of the categories that we need to be able to host it properly. Unfortunately, it's one event that's going to take place, and then there's going to be a gap in the month of April. We don't have anything currently. We didn't know that. We had no idea that the state was going to open it up to 10% until, you know, a week ago or 10 days ago. So as you can imagine, many of the concerts that we had booked in spring of 2021 had to be moved into the fall and late summer and fall and so forth. So we have no events in April of this year, but we do have in May, and we start kicking it back up in May and June and July and August. There are events that we have on the calendar being held, and there are, I think, a number of other events that we'll be able to add to it that would be okay to come in and sell 3,400 seats, 3,500 seats, which would be that 25% mark, and maybe do two shows instead of one to be able to take the revenue out of the market that they need. So we're going to take baby steps. We are thankful for what we have currently. And, you know, I am really thankful to the New York State Department of Health for them expediting a site visit and going through our systems and our plans so that we can be in the position to host the NCAA event with fans.
Bob Belber, General Manager of the Times Union Center in Albany, New York. Thanks for taking some time, and best of luck with all the logistics.
Yeah, thanks so much. Have a great day.